A little relaxing. Yeah, got a Camel glowing cup of Java, a can of tuna fish nearby. Yeah, I could never do that when I was in the operating room. I mean, you can't have a Camel hanging from your lips when you got somebody's chest cavity wide open. Oh, you don't. Oh, yes, of course. Yes, I was a doctor. And while it was a long, long time ago. I remember my time, though, as a medical man. I think the best part about it was being able to walk into the office, throw my arms skyward and scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" My specialty was OBGYN, and I was eventually run out of the profession because I just couldn't stand it any longer. Nurse Hutch kissed by my side, and have a patient in the stirrups, I'd say, "All right. Mrs. Braunschweiger, is it? All right, Mrs. Braunschweiger, if you would please scoot down. Aye, jeez, that's far enough.
No. Let's see, you got it.
Mrs. Braunschweiger, as I grabbed my stool, which was on wheels, and I wheeled over to her face, I said, "Mrs. Braunschweiger, would you like it a lot if, say, for example, you came to see me, and I had just finished a blue cheese sandwich, you know, laid with the onions and garlic, huh? Would you like it? Is that what you would like? Or maybe some gorgonzola? Huh? A big hunk of that? Wolfed it down? Would you like that? Then I came up to your face like this and started telling you things." She said, "Well, no, doctor, that would be very offensive." I said, "Well, then why don't you hold that thing down every now and then?" Crying out loud. She broke into tears. I said, "I don't... All I'm just asking is a little common courtesy, okay? I mean, I go through this day after day. You know, I've cut my patient load down to 5. I could normally handle 50 in this office. See all these different rooms? You know why I don't handle it?
Because I don't have that much drama being out here. That's right.
I'm going to put up a sign in the waiting room that says, 'Hose that thing down,' for crying out loud." Well, she said, "I'm sorry, doctor. It'll never happen again." I said, "I should hope not." And so I conducted the rest of the exam with an air wick, adhesive tape to the top of my head. Well, needless to say, I felt bad about my outburst. And, you know, sure as clockwork, 6 months later, she made her appointment. Nurse Hotchkiss came in and said, "Doctor, Mrs. Braunschweiger is here." Going to make a good impression. I ran in there right on time, not to keep her waiting. She said, "Doctor, I took to heart what you said. I think you'll find everything very, very springtime fresh." And sure enough, she said, "I flossed my teeth. I took a steaming shower." I said, "Very good, very good, very good. I shall find nothing offensive. I'm sure it'll be delightful. It'll be a pleasure day. I'm sitting on top of the world." And as I grabbed the speculum and walked toward her, I had an inadvertent, but yet still all the same, thunderous wind breakage, and that's when Mrs. Braunschweiger looked at me and said, "Dang, dang, dang, dang."
Don't touch that dial. There's more of the best of Grease coming up on a Saturday morning.
Ooh, that is nice.
On DC 101.